Summer temperatures are definitely here, so that means wheat harvest is in full swing around our district and in north central Kansas. However, producers may also be facing a different challenge in managing chinch bugs in their newly planted forage sorghum or milo fields. Stay tuned and I will share some chinch bug management guidelines to follow. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. There have been numerous reports of chinch bug nymphs, or the immature bugs, migrating from mature small grain fields such as wheat into nearby borders of sorghum fields. Growers who have not had previous experience with this often find this to be a very challenging problem. Here's what happens. The wingless pinkish to reddish nymphs begin to migrate on foot out of small grains once the crop is too mature to provide any food supply to them. When migration is heavy, the ground may be covered with the small, less than of a quarter of an inch, pinkish to reddish nymphs crawling out of the field. The migration generally occurs over a 7 to 10 day period. So what happens next? Sorghum is a highly preferred food plant that is very susceptible to damage, especially because it is planted late and is pretty small, so not very competitive with the chinch bugs. Outside rows can be infested with as many as 50 to 100 bugs per plant. 5 to 10 bugs are capable of killing a 3-inch plant within a few days. At the start of the migration, the chinch bugs may be confined to as few as 6 to 10 rows. Gradually, these plants will turn a reddish color and die. This forces the bugs to move further out into the sorghum field. Therefore, by the time the migration reaches its peak, the infestation may have spread to 20 to 30 rows, or possibly the entire field, depending on the time of infestation. If the chinch bugs are not controlled, they will feed and grow and begin to reach maturity within a couple of weeks. So at this time, you might be seeing all sizes of the chinch bugs, from the nymphs to the adults, which the adults are mating and laying eggs around the base of the sorghum plants. Then after another couple of weeks, the new nymphs begin to hatch, representing the second generation, unfortunately, which can persist throughout most of the summer. At first, these newly hatched nymphs are hidden, but begin to populate on the outer portion of the lower stalks as they get larger. Generally, the second generation develops during July and August, when the weather is usually dry and favorable for chinch bug survival. So what are some options for managing the chinch bug infestations? Delayed planting may be an effective cultural control if the seed is planted late enough that the nymph stage of the chinch bug migration is completed either before germination of the milo or when the plants are larger to compete with the chinch bugs. The first generation is usually the most devastating to the milo crop due to the small size of the plants. If you are replanting a milo or forage sorghum field that has been damaged by chinch bugs, there is an insecticide seed treatment that you can put on the seed to help with the chinch bug population. But just remember, it only lasts between 21 and 28 days, and the chinch bugs would need to ingest the toxin from the plants before it would affect the chinch bug. So it might also damage the stems or base of the plants as well. So adults may be laying more eggs for the second generation, so chinch bugs will be around until August, but generally the milo can usually withstand the second generation and compete as the milo puts on more growth. If you have further questions on chinch bug management, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Be sure and be careful out there in the harvest field.